Let's get to Steve Bug here from Great Lakes Credit Union. Back to school time. And Steve, I think the biggest gift we can give our kids, our grandkids, our nephews, our nieces going back to school is a reminder either from parents, teachers, whomever, a little bit about financial empowerment. I'm sure you guys agree at Great Lakes Credit Union.
That's right, John. Absolutely.
It's huge. And what do you guys do in that vein to try and get your message out? You're a nonprofit. We chat about you a lot here. What do you do to reach students in ways maybe that their schools aren't able to do these days?
Yep, great question, John. So one of the ways that GLCU supports local youth throughout the year is through what we call our Money Mammals Savings Money is Fun Kids Club. And this program really helps parents and guardians raise money, smart kids, while also getting kids excited about learning money management skills. So kids can learn the value of money, John, as well as how to save, spend, and share. And it's done in a fun way. And it really allows children to watch their money grow. And it includes updated access to apps, games, books, and videos to keep it really interesting for them, especially since a lot of them are utilizing iPads and phones these days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it part of the app, the website? Where do kids meet the Save Money is Fun Club?
So on the glcu.org website, there's all types of information available for our Money Mammals program. Also, we offer a great program for teens, and that's called Adolescence, and it teaches teens how to be financially independent through a series of videos, educational materials, and more. And then to top that off, we work with nonprofit partners and schools on what we call Bite of Reality. And it's really a budgeting simulation. So in that program, students are given an occupation, salary, a family. They have to make very important budgeting decisions. And it's a real hands-on experience. It is app-driven. So they're very interested in that. And it really teaches teenagers the importance of budgeting and smart money management. And our staff, John, volunteers their time to teach that program. And any student that completes that session and opens a savings account with the credit union and holds it open for at least 30 days will get $100 deposited into that account.
Oh, wow.
And this year, we've facilitated already 45 youth financial education sessions, and that impacted about 880 youth.
That's awesome. You know, when I was a student, they had us take an egg home for a week and see if we didn't crush it, which I'm sure had some important lesson, which I've forgotten. But I can't be I'd be remiss if I didn't say that maybe some budgeting or compounding interest lessons in its stead would have done well. Although I'm sure the teachers taught me a great lesson with the egg as well. I don't remember it. You guys like to have teenagers open accounts with you guys, obviously for the benefit of, oh, great, now they are members of Great Lakes Credit Union that feeds into the mission that you're doing. But it's also to give them a solid footing to then take that savings account, that checking account, learn investing with it, learn what a CD might do for you. I mean, these things kind of snowball. And if you can start to bank or get into a credit union, younger people, that you start them on that journey nice and early.
And that's a great point. And that's what we want to do, whether they're younger children or teens. We really want to start them off very early in learning the basics of financial management skills. And we want to do it in an empowering way that really excites them. But we want to set that behavior early on. So as they go through life's journey, they're making better informed financial decisions. And research tells us, John, that the decisions that folks make financially also empower them later in life. They feel better about themselves, and overall, they just make better decisions, not only money management decisions as well. And I think a great example of that is we partner with One Summer Chicago through the Economic Awareness Council. We've been doing this for over 10 years, and I think a lot of folks realize that it's a workforce development program for youth in the summer. However, part of what they provide is program support. So we step up and we provide financial education to those students. And throughout the last year, we actually worked with 8,160 students that did open a bank account through the program. And so if you think of that, at the start of the program, John, only 56% of the youth had a bank account. At the end of that program, that number went to 84%. And what we find at Great Lakes is by partnering, teaching them financial wellness steps, helping them make better decisions, they'll deposit that paycheck into that account. And even after that summer program ends, John, for years, we have found the majority of those accounts stay open. And the youth will use those accounts for saving, for purchases. Then when they get that next job, they'll have that money deposited into that account. That's exactly what we want to do when we partner with these nonprofits in providing these great financial tools and resources that we have available.
That's awesome. How young can you be, or I guess I should say, what is the required minimum age to open a checking account?
So we have a couple different ways that children can open up accounts. So certainly any youngster can have an account with a guardian. The nice thing, though, with our summer program with One Summer Chicago, we open what we call a certified national bank on checking account. You can't overdraw. You don't get NSF fees. And you can be as young as 14 years old on your own, no parent or guardian, to open that account and use that account. And you also get a debit card, so you can put that into your digital wallet. Most kids today and teenagers do utilize the digital wallet versus utilizing the plastic card.
I believe that. Steve, my niece is about to turn 12. She wants to start babysitting our son, and that comes with its own, obviously. A 12-year-old, that's a whole other separate story. But I told her what the rate was, but I told her I would pay her the same amount equally into a Roth 401k, because she'll be able to, if she makes income, contribute to it. But then I realized she doesn't have a checking account, so I need to talk to her mom and dad, get her set up with that. Let me tell you, she was like, well, why can't you just give me all the money up front? And I'm like, no, you'll thank me later, won't she, Steve?
And that's exactly right. And I think one point you brought up, a lot of times we'll get parent or guardians say, you know, we want to pay for chores or work that the student is doing, or even good grades. And they'll tend to give them cash. So what we tell them is help them divide that money up into different buckets, right?
Yep.
Put it into a savings bucket, a spending bucket, and then deposit that into your account at the credit union. And you can set up multiple savings accounts, and they can have one for spending money. They can have another one for, you know, savings for college or whatever they may want to save for. And so it's, yes, we have apps available, but also some of those traditional tools that we used when we were younger, they still work. And so we do reinforce our program with some of those old-fashioned things that quite honestly worked 20 and 30 years ago.
I love that. You guys also do a lot giving back to the community. We're out of time today. I'm going to see if I can get you on here in a couple weeks to talk about the great school supply drives that you do for local schools. But Steve, we'll have to table that for a little bit. Thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks, yeah. John. Have a good evening.
Steve Bug from Great Lakes Credit Union.